Well, welcome everybody to this meeting of the board for the PID. I'd like to welcome everybody and call this meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is to have board member reports, if any. Joe, do you have anything you'd like to report on?
Not at this time.
Okay, and I will pass as well. And we'd like to excuse Mike. He's unable to attend the meeting as of now. The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes from the prior meeting. We're going to go ahead and table that, and we'll approve those at the next board meeting that we have. The following item is we have a resolution to have the to amend certain parameters of the authorizing resolution of the tax differential bond. And so we would like to set a public hearing date and authorize the posting of the amended notice of public hearing and bonds to be issued.
You have representatives to help present that.
Okay.
Let's note for the time, it's 4:37 and the last trustee, Ballard, has joined.
Great. So we will turn the time over to Aaron or Adam to address the action item, this resolution.
Yeah, thank you. I can quickly hit this. So as you mentioned in the lead-in, you previously adopted a parameters resolution for the bonds. I think at that point in time they were called the convertible capital appreciation tax differential bonds series 2025, and I believe that you approved it, yeah, not to exceed $9 million. Seems like the market study and the other indicators have come back that we could borrow a little bit more money, so this is proposing an increase up to 15 million. And so as part of that, I also just corrected that the current name of the bonds is anticipated to just be tax differential bonds series 2026. We're now in December, so it looks like it'll roll into next year. This wouldn't prevent you from issuing convertible capital appreciation or anything, but just wanted to use the latest and greatest name that we're using elsewhere in the documents. The other piece I just flag is because it's a slightly different structure than the capital appreciation. We've also updated the indenture to match that structure. So you have that in front of you to approve as well, with the same authorization for the board members to approve any changes necessary as long as they're within the parameters. So again, the parameters you'd be approving is up to $15 million, up to 31 years with the tax, with the imposition for up to 40 years, price of 95%, and an interest rate not to exceed 13%. So that's what's in front of you. None of that obligates you to issue $15 million or accept a 13% interest rate. That's just the maximum parameters. And there'll be another notice that goes along with this. The thing that we need to set is just the public hearing date. And that needs to be at least 14 days after the final publication. So it'll probably take a little time to get it into the local newspaper. I don't have the date in front of me, but I would recommend we just set this hearing date for at least 3 weeks from now, so that we can, pr probably just the first week of January, so that with the holidays and everything like that, there's plenty of time, newspaper notice, and so that we're not trying to meet the week of New Year's or Christmas. Any questions on the resolution first off, and then we can just pick a hearing date?
I don't have any questions about the resolution. Mike or Joe?
No question.
No questions.
Do you want us to and ratify that and vote on it now, or should we pick a date?
Let's do the hearing date first, because that will just round out the notice, and the resolution just has blanks for that. So like I said, I think we have plenty of time, any week, that first full week of January, to hold that public hearing. And the contest period will start when we publish the notice, not when we hold the public hearing. So really, it's getting it in the newspaper, getting it posted on the public notice website and on site that we need, and then the hearing just follows when convenient thereafter.
Hey, Mike and Joe, how does January 6th, 7th, or 8th look?
I'm looking on my calendars to right now.
Think I could do the afternoon of any of those days.
The 7th, I'm actually in a charter school board meeting for the state of Utah for one of our prospective land buyers. So the sixth or the eighth are better, and I would say the sixth is probably better than the eighth.
And Jay or Adam, Aaron, any preference between the sixth and the eighth?
I am out of town either one of those days, so I'm going to let Adam answer that.
I'm here both of those days, so either one works for me.
And for me, they're also the same. So I would just say the sixth because it's earlier, and given all other things are equal.
All right, why don't we do the sixth, and should we set it for like 3 p.m. Mountain time?
That'd be great.
Okay.
That worked for me as well.
Sorry, say that one more time. What was the date and time? Just to make sure I get that right.
3 p.m. on the 6th, Aaron.
Okay. 3 p.m.
Tuesday,
Perfect.
January 6th, 3 p.m. I will generate the link and circulate an invitation. So we do need a board action, and I think we just incorporate that date into the board vote on a.
Okay, and are we just voting on the parameters resolution? All
Yeah,
right.
that's correct. And all that goes with it. So that includes the updated indenture and related approvals.
Yeah, so all of the documents, I mean, the packet for this meeting is 170 pages, and that includes all those documents so that we can post them on the public notice website. Everything's all in one place. It's all part of the same with the motion documenting the additions that we're talking about, like the date and time of the hearing.
All right. Do I hear a motion to approve that?
Yes, I'll move that.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded that this motion be approved. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. It carries unanimously. And then, kind of, the second item of business is the retention of alternate and successor legal counsel. So as we know, Jay Springer, who has been representing us through his current firm, will be part of Springer, will be part of Meridian Land Council PLLC. And so we would like to go ahead and appoint Meridian Land Council PLLC as the new counsel for the PID, or yeah, PID Council.
Yeah,
Any or any
effective January 1st. So I am finishing out this month at Smith Hartrickson, and then so that'll continue as we've been working. The material terms are the same. We're just going to be continuing under a different name is the simplest way to put it.
No, that's a good summary. Any questions or any comments from any members of the board or anybody else in the meeting about this? I would just say that we've enjoyed working with Jay, and when he mentioned that he was moving firms, it was we all agreed that given the economics would be the same, that it made a lot of sense to continue to work with him and appoint him. So, can I hear a motion to appoint Meridian Land Council as PID Council beginning January 1st?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Meridian Land Council PLLC be appointed as the PID Council effective January 1st. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, that motion passes unanimously. On the agenda now is the possibility for a closed session for any litigation or other matters as permitted by the code. Mike or Joe, are you aware of any items that would warrant a closed session?
I'm not.
I am not.
And I am not either. So, hearing none, we will proceed with the agenda. So, that's the last agenda topic. Does anybody else have anything to bring before this body before we adjourn?
Nothing from me.
All right. Can I hear a motion to adjourn? Or Mike, did
Motion to adjourn.
right.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we adjourn this meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. That.